by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
91.5 WMFO Medford.
Don't be afraid. Unless you're beautiful and in your bedroom and alone.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
The following program is brought to you in living color on
WMFO 91.5. That's Wicked Pisser Radio.
This is Strike the Box with Chris.
Sound the general alarm!
He's coming, your favorite DJ.
Sound the general alarm! Sound the general alarm! Off to the deck!
I apologize for that, but I think you'll find this a bit more interesting.
I don't know what to do. I'm so glad, I'm glad, I'm glad, I'm glad.
WMFO MFN 91.5 on the World Wide Web. It's WMFO.org. I am Chris, and this is Strike the Box. Yes, after a week of doing my stuff that I usually have to do on my off week, I am back. Let's turn that up a little bit more in the back. Okay. A lot of background noise in my speakers today. We got new headphones here. Maybe that's why. Anyways, it's 2 hours of freeform radio, anything and everything. It's not entirely the Christmas show this week. I'm hoping maybe to be here next week. And if I am, we will make that the official Christmas show. But I am hoping. We'll have to see. We started the things this week. We started this week with things. Yes, something like that. With Jody and the Germs with a brand new single, Just for Show. They being from, I believe, the UK. Followed it up with some Cream with I'm So Glad from Those Were the Days. And the Youngsters with Christmas in Jail. Off a compilation I have called Rockin' Rollin' with Santa Claus. From Fantastic Voyage Records, but originally was released on the Empire, that song, Christmas in Jail, released on the Empire label back in 1956. Hey, you know the rules, it's anything and everything. I believe Trish is out there on Facebook saying hello. Hello? So if you have Facebook, you can go to the Strike the Box Radio Show group and say hello that way. Oh, I just realized the pole in the station here is decorated with some Christmas lights. Ah, humbug, humbug, humbug. All right, enough of me. One of my brothers tuning in. If he is, hello George, and I hope you are doing okay. I got some amplifier heads coming up next.
Now, yeah. I know a little girl should be seen and not heard. But I think... Oh, bondage! Up yours! One, two, three, four!
Grumbles or fusses, always treats me right. Never running in the streets and leaving me alone. She knows a woman's place is right there now in her home. I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh, yeah. Whoa! she's alright. I don't know she's alright. She's alright, she's alright.
I let the rain run through my eyes. If I could dance with you, I let us run until we fall into a trance. Until I die, I know we'll fall until we collide. For you and I, we'll always be in love. We won't give up no
That was Jim Bassnight with We'll Always Be in Love from his early years LP, released just this year in 2022. Has a bunch of stuff that he has released with the Mosbys and solo, so please check that out. We started things out, though, with the Amplifier Heads with Underground, brand new from them. I think it's brand new. Well, at least the record, Rectifier, is. You can find it on Rumbar Records, and if you need some Christmas gifts, check out Rumbar Records and Red on Red Records, Big Stir Records, and all kinds of different independent record labels. Help support them. Some Love with 7 and 7 is from 1966, originally released on Elektra. I have it on a compilation called Nuggets, Original Artifacts from the First Psychedelic Era. Then we fast forward about 11 years to 1977. Who would have thought 1977 was so long ago? With Oh Bondage, Up Yours by X-Ray Spec. It's from their Germ-Free Adolescence LP. Then we went back in time, 20 years and back from 1977, to I've Got a Woman by Ray Charles. Off the Ray Charles, otherwise known as Hallelujah, I Love Her So, I think it was released originally in 1956 or 57, then re-released in 62 on Atlantic. As I said, we finished up with some Jim Bassnight. Hey, it's that very special time of year, and WMFO would like to wish all of our listeners the very best for their winter holidays, however you may celebrate them. There's nothing wrong with the responsible enjoyment of inebriance, but if you're under the influence, if you're buzzed, if you're hammered, if you're hosed, if you're toasted, or even just a wee bit tipsy, please don't even think about driving a motorized vehicle. And don't get on your bicycle, for that matter. Please walk, take public transportation, call a cab, get an Uber, get a Lyft, or get to the party with a group of friends and a designated driver. Hey, better yet, do your friends a favor and be the designated sober driver. This has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, the radio station that wants all of its freeform loving listeners back in the new year. I'm just reading this, and I know it's a very old PSA because it says taxi. other taxis out there anymore? I don't even know. Hey, what's this man with the monkey doing in my studio here? What's going on here? What are you doing?
This is Jim Rubin from The Trouble with Rachel, and we can stop monkeying around. Freaking monkey. I'm trying to listen to Chris on Strike the Box, WMFO 91.5, Medford. And don't slap your monkey.
But hey, you're not listening to Chris right now. You're listening to me, Jim Rubel, and I am the keyboardist for a new band based out of Beaufort, South Carolina called The Trouble with Rachel. And Chris has taken a much-needed mental break right now. He has stepped out of the studio and handed me the keys and control, and I'm going to be your guest DJ for the next 30 minutes, and I'm going to take you on a journey showcasing five of my favorite songs. But do you know how hard it is to pick through all the music you've ever heard and be told you can only play five? Well, I've tried, and I've got them, and I'm getting ready to play them for all you Strike the Box fans out there right now. But in the meantime, just remember...
Don't worry, I won't hurt you.
But just to fill y'all in, Chris and I go way back to the 1980s. And I'm sorry, Chris, I know I'm putting an expiration date on us, but back then we were only in our early 20s. I had just joined the Navy, probably only been in a year and a half, and I was getting ready to step on board my first nuclear-powered ship, the USS Bainbridge, affectionately known by all the fellow squids that rode her over the years as the Billy Bee. But that ship has long since had its reactors removed, and it's been cut up and scrapped. It was sold to China, and more than likely, it was sold back to us as razor blades, and we probably unknowingly shaved with it by now. But Chris was one of the first people I met when I reported aboard, and he put me at ease because I was nervous, and everybody that knows that has served, when you see a ship for the first time and you're getting ready to report aboard, there is nothing more intimidating than that first day. And I happened to get there in the middle of the night on a November night when it was foggy and cold and nothing was on but the bridge lights, and those lights were peering through the fog, and it just grew bigger and bigger in size as I got near it. And there's this little voice inside my head saying to me,
I wouldn't do that if I were you.
And then I'm worried about not saluting the flag right or saluting the officer of the deck right. But man, I'll tell you what, Chris, he was one of the first people that took me under his wing, checked me in, showed me the ship. We worked together for about 3 years on there. We became friends. We went our separate ways. We kind of lost touch with each other, but I knew Chris was in the Boston area, so I decided one day to look him up. And lo and behold, we find out that we pursued similar interests after the Navy. And here we are, 36 years later, getting ready to share our musical interests with all you Strike the Box fans. The band I'm in, The Trouble with Rachel, was formed in March of 2020, and it consists of our current lineup of Mike Simpson on guitar, who is a phenomenal guitarist, myself on keyboards, a young Rachel Galvin who can really play the bass, and a seasoned veteran Southern rocker drummer named Brian Cannaday. And Brian is our fifth drummer, so fingers crossed that he sticks around a little while. So after Chris collects his thoughts and he comes back into the studio, he's going to play a couple songs off our new album entitled Something Different. And if you like it, tell a friend, go to our website and get your copy of Something Different today. It'll be available on other streaming platforms in the near future, but for now, you can only get it directly from our website, thetroublewithrachel.com. And the demand has been overwhelming, and I'm very excited that all you listeners out there are going to be one of the first to hear it today on WMFO, as it has not been played on the air anywhere else at WMFO First. So let's kick this thing off, shall we? Chris says I get to play five songs, and here's five. And this first song, I just want to briefly say that it is from the movie Roadhouse. And it is the beginning song in the opening credits. And the minute I heard this song, I became a fan of this band. But they only recorded it for the movie. They never released it. The band had three albums and never put it out for some unknown reason. But when they'd play it live, it just never captured the essence of the movie version. And it would have been nice to have a cleaned up version of this song. So sit back and relax. We're going to start this five song music marathon right now. But if you're driving, don't relax too much. You're listening to Strike the Box. Thank you.
ran out of love. One more chance, she said. If you love me, baby, pay the rent. Don't throw stones, you don't know. It's not what you say, it's what you do. Don't throw your stones. Bad at work. If you love me, buy me a big TV. You're good for nothing, lazy jerk.
Stay where you are. This is the police.
We'll be right back.
yet. We are waiting for God only knows what.
Tell your children not to walk my way. Tell your children not to hear my words, what they mean, what they say. Mother, mother, can you keep them in the dark for a while? Can you have a proper wedding world? Oh, mother, father, gonna take you down.
I can show.
Is that all there is? Is that all there is? If that's all there is, my
yes, Peggy, I'm afraid that's all there is for me today. My name is Jim Rubel, if you're just tuning in, and I am the keyboardist for a band out of Beaufort, South Carolina called The Trouble with Rachel. And we just finished a 5-song set of some of my favorite songs that have influenced my playing and my writing over the years. And it started off with a song by the Crusados called Don't Throw Stones back in 1989. It was made just for the movie Roadhouse, one of my favorites by the band. We followed that up with The Police, taken from their 1980s album Zenyatta Mandata, with their song Driven to Tears. The album charted number 1 in the UK and number 5 in the US, winning 2 Grammys. And according to interviews with Stuart Copeland, the title of that album really meant nothing. It was just invented words and it rolled off of the tongue. That song was followed up by a song from Danzig off their debut album Danzig titled Mother. It was originally released in August of 1988 as the lead single, and a remix version was made of the song, and it became a hit on the radio, earning a rotating spot on MTV back when MTV actually played music. Then we rolled into a song titled Only by Nine Inch Nails, another one of my favorite bands. It was released as a single off their 5th studio album called With Teeth. The song charted number 1 for 7 straight weeks back in 2005. Trent Reznor has stated that the song was about his artistic goals clashing with the record industry. And finally, bringing up the rear to round out the 5 was Grand Funk Railroad with their song Foot Stompin' Music, off their 1975 second live recorded album Caught in the Act, which charted number 21 for the year. I always liked this version, the live version, better than the studio version. It had so much more energy, so much more fun to listen to. And this band, in my opinion, was really underrated, and the critics were never really nice to them for some reasons I don't understand. But I remember being exposed to this music at 10 years old, listening to this with my Uncle Mike on an 8-track player in a 1968 white GTO convertible with the top down. One of the happiest, fun days I'd ever had with my uncle, because he was getting ready to marry my Aunt Darlene that day. What a wild day, and what I would give to just ride in that car with him one more time. I miss that man. I've taken a little from all of these artists. Other members of our band, The Trouble with Rachel, have different influences, but as a conglomerate, we've created our own sound, and hence the name of the album is Something Different. Now, before I go, I want to have a little contest with you, the listener. What we're going to do is, if you go to our website, thetroublewithrachel.com, and you sign up for our mailing list, tell us what you thought of today's show. Take a listen, maybe download the album, but I'm going to have Rachel pick 10 lucky winners that are going to win an autographed CD by the band, along with an album download so you can transfer it into your favorite media player. And then when we get ready to put this out on vinyl for all you audiophiles out there, we're going to have a drawing of everybody that's ever been on there, and we're going to pick 2 lucky winners, and they are going to get the album in vinyl. We're going to shoot a video of Rachel picking the names, post it up on the website for everybody to see. With that being said, I want to wrap up the guest DJ spot today and turn the studio back over to Chris and thank him for allowing me to come in here and promote the band and share some of my favorite songs with all you, the listeners. And thanks for sticking around and checking it out. Strike the Box really gives new artists an opportunity to showcase their talents, and it allows the listener and the DJs to have control over the music and what they play, because, you know, people get sick and tired of this corporate establishment shoving music down our face, and it's really nice to have a choice and have some kind of control. And on that note, it's been a lot of fun, and I'm going to leave you with this.
Hey, this is Mike.
I'm Jim.
This is Rachel.
Hey, this is Brian.
And we're the Trouble with Rachel.
And you're listening to Strike the Box with Chris on WMFO 91.5 Medford.
Ooh. Common danger.
leaving, cause this party's a living end. No one's dancing, no one's even breathing, it's a party with my dead friends. Sorry fellas, I think that I'm believing, cause this party's a living end. Uncle Greg was on the microphone, hugged his arms around my neck. Well, Captain Knack was shredded to and fro with that dumb grin on his face. And Rocky Dog was strumming on his axe, and the song don't sound the same. They said, come over and join the band. I said, hold on, I'm still breathing. No one's dancing, no one's even breathing. It's a party with my dead friends. Sorry, fellas, I think that I'm believing, cause this party's a living end. No one's dancing, no one's even breathing. It's a party with my dead friends. Sorry fellas, I think that I'll be leaving, cause this party's the living end.
Hey, this is Dave at Somerville Grooves. You're listening to Strike the Box on WMFO in Medford with Chris.